number one fan has just listened to the second time of Skylark of Space. Thank you so very much.
Go tape.
Hear now the words.
Greetings. I am Publius, and you, I suppose you know who you are listening to a long-form spoken word presentation on AnonRadio.net.
Hi, this is your regularly scheduled Publius on April 2nd in the glorious future of 2024. And I kind of overdid it last night, and I'm not going to be doing a show today. If you tuned in yesterday, because it was Easter Monday, I decided I would do a... live stream on Easter Sunday, but I thought I'd do one on Easter Monday, which is a holiday in many places. And that was all right. And then about 8 p.m., just after I signed off of that show, the power went out here. We had a little bit of a thunderstorm, and the horrifyingly deteriorating infrastructure just imploded again. Anyway, and so I ate dinner in the dark. Fortunately, dinner just finished cooking was on the table. Ate dinner in the dark, and then having nothing better to do, I drove out an hour and a half or so to, a little longer than that because it was, I was driving more slowly because of the bad weather, and there were some nasty wrecks, out to Plano, where I spent a couple of hours limiting the number of books that I got off of Handy C, so the back of my car is now completely full of Handy C's books on language and religion. I think I only took about half of what he was willing to give me, anyway, but as it is, probably at least two-thirds. I don't think I'm going to keep more than a third of those, maybe like 20%, but, I have my dad look through them for what he wants, and then I got some other folks, it's like, I may take the books on Zen Buddhism and package them up and mail them to Northern Lights if Northern Lights wants to give me a mailing address. On the other hand, I may not. The thing is, they're not, in general, they're not like scriptures or spiritual books. They're academic studies about the topic, which, most people who are, trying to practice a religious tradition are mostly not interested in that stuff. Anyway, but I find it, at least interesting enough to hang on to the books for a while. And, if I'm honest with myself, a lot of this stuff is going to end up probably at a used bookstore, but that means somebody else has the joy of discovering it. And one thing is there's this hyper-specialized dictionary, which is utterly, utterly useless. Oh, yeah, F. Fogg, I just read your email before getting on the air here. And there's, in an hour or two when I'm a little, I'm going back to bed. Look, I just got on the air to tell you I'm not going to do a real show today, because as you can hear, my voice isn't great, and frankly, I'm a little out of it, because, I only got back here about 2 a.m., yeah. By that time... Yeah, it was about 2:20, I think. But at that time, happily, the power had come back on. So that was good. The power's out until, from what I calculate, about 1 a.m. So about 5 hours of power outage. It didn't just block out this. In fact, it blacked out a lot of the neighborhood. For several hundred houses, I think. Judging, because I was driving around the neighborhood trying to figure out, okay, well, is it just my block? No, okay. So it's all of the east side of the street until we get to this cross street. Oh, and all that's all over there on the west side. So I think what must have happened was that the substation down there got hit directly. Because the power tried to come back on at least 3 times, come on, and 3 seconds or less went off again. So I don't think it was somebody's pole transformer. I think it must have been either a strike on the substation or one of the feeders to the substation. But yeah, F. Fogg has been doing me some nifty replacement graphics for Blast Number 1. Since I got that toner cartridge now, I can print as many as I want. Handy C, last night, after giving me 100 books or so, I gave Handy C a draft of Blast. Basically, I think everything's finished aside from the graphics. Anyway, but so F. Fogg is trying to do me some pie charts that print out better, and did some interesting stylistic things. And like I say, I'm going to send back some comments to his email when I'm a little more compos mentis and my eyes are actually pointed in the same direction. Yeah, so this the key is, with artificial intelligence, I think, is we don't have to understand intelligence enough to recreate it. All the work in so-called artificial intelligence for 30 years or more now has been intended not to create anything that could be called intelligent, but to create something that could fool a human. In other words, essentially, as my friend, who has now on SDFS Kuma, says, it doesn't have to be artificial intelligence. That's really hard. What's much easier is artificial intelligence. Something, it's like the aspartame of artificial intelligence. It tastes, or maybe the saccharin of artificial intelligence, right? It tastes vaguely like sugar. It's sweet, but it doesn't taste right, but you'll put up with it. It's sweet, but it doesn't taste right, but you'll put up with it anyway. In the same way, you know, the so-called generative AI, what it does is, right, it's supposed to confuse a human enough to believe that these words... But yeah, it's all, you've heard of inshittification, get ready for bullshittification. Anyway, so I'm gonna quit streaming now, and we'll see what the repeater does. And if the repeater does something unuseful, I'll see if I can queue up a recording of something. Anyway, y'all have a good day, all right? And I hope you didn't get caught by too many mean April Fool's pranks.
Love the golden cat, yeah. Love Anon Radio.
Icecasting on AnonRadio.net. Port 7070.
Anon Radio.
Icecasting on AnonRadio.net. Port 7070.
Anon Radio.
Hi all, this is Elita, or DJ Harvey, and I'm inviting you to listen to Let's Die Out Together with me, DJ Harvey, and with DJ Podcast.
Promise.
Yeah, that's on Wednesdays at 0100 UTC and Saturday 0100 UTC as well. I don't know if everything will go on as programmed, but check out anonradio.net to see everything,
promo.
What's going on.
Promo.
Number one fan has just listened to the second time of Skylark of Space. Thank you so very much.
Go tape.
Hear now the words.
Greetings. I am Publius, and you, I suppose you know who you are listening to a long-form spoken word presentation on AnonRadio.net.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.